No, we cannot do that.
Do we?
Okay, so that's your show. Oh, and welcome to this week's Home Care Living Tuesday.
Denver, the raspberry.
Today is Thursday, September 23rd.
Fifth. 2008.
Somebody's got to pick their pocket.
What do you do? Come on. You got the BAC. You should know what day it is. Does it have an analog calendar on there, too?
925. 925.
Oh, great.
1936.
I'm glad that we know what day it is. It's like my son, I need to ask him all the time.
Yeah, I know that's what.
What is that in Greenwich Mean Time?
GMT? That's in London. It's in Greenwich.
Oh, what time is that in Greenwich?
Minus 7.
Is it 6?
Minus 6.
Or is it 5 now?
No, 6.
Changes.
I don't know, that daylight savings time messes it up. We were trying to figure that out earlier today, and we couldn't do it.
Google will tell you.
Somebody had a problem at either 9 or 10. We can't figure it out.
Hey, guys, how are you doing?
I'm all right.
Tired. Why are you tired?
For the past 2 weeks, I've either been moving in or moving out. And I'm packing. Mowing grass. Now we have grass to mow.
Moving is an incredible task, isn't it?
Especially when you're on the second floor of the apartment.
Yeah,
that's
worse.
Yeah.
That's why you don't move. You buy a
right.
house and have a light.
With a 36-inch lead-headed TV.
Oh. And of course, we put it in first when moving out. So then when we were moving in, it was the last thing left.
Yeah. You hired... never mind.
Yeah, he hired me.
Yeah.
It's a normal pay rate, right?
Yeah.
Commercial, where the friends have his wedding.
It's more like there's something about Mary and they got the guy in the wheelchair. He's like pretty much got a camera strapped with that. Poor Ben.
Hey, we could have moved like the guy at my place.
Yeah, that's... I've been moving, yeah.
Hey, I've been moving over there.
What's that?
Are you ready? We don't have a projector, so...
What a softer day, huh?
I have a little movie here. I'll turn it around. Okay.
Looks like a library. Yeah. Look at that.
A movie?
Oh. It's
people trying to avoid,
yeah. Yep. Yes, because we're annoying.
We actually put that orange cone up there to...
Yeah.
No, not really. Yeah. We should have.
Oh, banner.
Actually, we got smarter. We got one from one side, the other from the other side. There's no way around this.
Is that your video camera?
Yep. Is it done?
Yep.
Got it. Yeah. Yeah. Then I have a movie for other people.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
We got a banner.
Yeah,
the banner
looks
$6.
Good.
$6.
$6.
It was very good, actually.
Yeah.
I'll see the banner.
Byron had the idea to have a candy, but he didn't have a candy.
Oh, that would have gotten
there. And actually, I don't know, maybe balloons.
$6 for something out there. That's not bad.
Let me make a roller.
Cool. Looks like it was nice weather.
Yes, it was beautiful weather. It was, there was international festival in town.
It seems terrible trying to get to the library.
Yeah, there was like people like Big Zoo, you know? And the library had a library sale, book sale.
So there was
a lot of traffic there. But it was somehow by accident we picked for a day.
We didn't pick the
day. Oh, you didn't know that festival was going on, huh?
No.
Oh.
Not even that there was a book sale.
That's worldwide that day, isn't it?
Yeah. But you can, you know, you can adjust it on your own. You can go, it's Friday. Everybody's going to be gone Saturday and they do it on Friday. So it's up to you, it's up to individual people to do it whatever they want.
You know, I never did even look at TV 13 to see whether anything showed up on that.
No, it is going to be on Friday.
Friday?
Yeah, it's coming Friday at 10 o'clock. It's a technology spot.
10 a.m. Right?
Are they coming in?
10 a.m. Yes, 10 a.m.
Yeah. I'll be on there.
Yeah, so tape it, and we would have another movie if we can have.
I would, but I don't have to be.
We can tape it.
Yeah. So.
Probably on their website, huh?
Yeah, well, do you link to it?
TV 13 take it, then you actually never have the rights to it, and you cannot publish it.
But you could link it,
link
right?
it to theirs?
Yeah, you can link it, but...
it'll only be there for
2 months. Oh. Yeah. And then it's over.
News anymore.
Yeah. Hmm. March. The old news comes first. Oh, no. So, shall we go over the 2 minutes of fame?
Sure.
Oh, there was one more thing. Somebody was asking me actually about quality of our recording. He was saying that they want to listen to it, but that we don't agree with the quality of recording.
You need more microphones and
a compressor.
Well, I think that's why we have those mics and little cells.
Compressor and limiter? Yeah. That should be good enough.
I can go get this down to one word. Money.
Money.
Well, I thought it was going to be whiners.
Whiners. Get some more of those mics in my work.
Yeah, but we
agree. Yeah,
it's good saying that, you know, you get an interference.
Yeah, we had... Unless each person has their own.
Because this mic is bulb, this mic is fairly good when you're out of 4 feet. It's fantastic. And after you fall 4 feet, then I think it's the noise cut out.
It could be.
So shall we go with the 2 minutes of fame? We will start.
Well, I will.
Oh, thank you.
My name's Gary.
I'm Gary.
Been putting together a web page and trying to get the whole show figured out. So I've been reading on Joomla and I got stuck reading on this cascading spreadsheets and
style sheets.
Style sheets, and oh my gosh, there's a lot of stuff going on right now. You know, compared to 10 years ago, and
email,
so
don't feel bad. I have an understanding.
I think it'll all go. I think style sheets will go away in about 5 years anyway, if they haven't, if they're not already starting to, because they're really not that good. Something better, I hope.
But you don't know what it is.
No, no.
But it's going to be XML.
So I don't know. So
if XML replaces, it's
not. Yeah, maybe the whole page would be completely Flash.
No.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Please.
I'm just saying, that's an idea. If they opened it up, I think that'd be great. You know?
Everything's going to be changing. And
well, you can make a lot of nice interfaces with Flash, though, compared to HTML.
Just be interactive video.
Interactive.
Well, so that can be good, that can be bad as well.
Right. I don't use it myself.
More times than not, I've needed like video drivers for my PC. And where do you got to go? I got to go to ATI's website. All right, I don't have graphics. Well, let's see. Let's use e-links, you know, text-based browser. I get to their site, and they use all this JavaScript crap, and
right,
I'm
right.
stuck. What do I do?
Right.
You boot up the show's computer.
Yeah, I go to another PC, get it, put it on a key or a pen drive, and copy it over.
See, that's fine.
That's
always
the business site works just fine.
Yeah.
But ATI, you know, they never thought about that.
I was quite impressed by an actual CSS layout for Flash. There's a Nintendo DS game, one of the Mario games, I believe, Mario Smash or something like that. They have a page on YouTube, and when you go there, the whole page is like shaking and just crumbling in. The whole page is still usable. I think it's actually quite interesting.
You mean like the pieces are all...
Yeah, like every little section, like, you know, you have the tables for comments and you can link videos and all that. They all start falling all over the page and just falling in like bubbles. But every part of it that was clickable before, it was still clickable.
Oh, really?
Wherever it ended up. It was really amazing, actually. I was very impressed.
Oh, nice.
So the bottom line is... The older you get, the more you realize you really don't know much in anything. Especially in this world of computers, I'll tell you what.
That's why I draw the line and say, I don't need to know that.
This
and
is what
I want to know that.
Talking about.
That's
This is the game or the thing that falls to pieces?
What site is that?
It's youtube.com/experienceweed.
Are we, you know,
long as you're not
wrong. Okay, you'll just start to feel this.
Oh, there I
am. Everyone's going to have to walk around and it's still clickable like it was before it started.
So the whole page is made
It's each CSS element. No. It's by dynamically changing the direct
the new
placement.
No.
Yeah,
actually, I brought it in.
That's all done with.
Apparently, they said it was the RAM. Well, they sent it into Acer. Acer said it was the RAM, and they're like.
But you know, you could. Couldn't you do a lot of that with JavaScript with that document object model? You know, you can move things around the same way. I don't know, I just rather, the only thing I don't like about Flash is that sometimes the drive, you have to get drivers for it or you have to update Flash constantly.
Go to literally youtube.com/experience.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. It's like a...
From the presentation.
Yeah, they just change your layout to do
that. That's pretty cool. That's cool.
Yeah, that is.
If you move CSS to
HTML, you'll lose the computer user for the app. I saw some paper.
Mr. XML not lover.
Alright, so I got 5 minutes.
2 minutes?
Go.
I bought an infolink, stick monitor, and piston in video.
Yay!
Piston in video.
It works fine. I'm angry because I have a dual monitor output. I moved my computer, rewired some stuff. I've got a monitor in the basement hooked up. But I also have a hooked up to my LCD TV, which I like to sit down with the kids, you know, if they're going to play an internet game or whatnot.
You can shake it up.
I used to be able to hook up monitor outputs, mirrored image or a clone image at different resolutions, and it won't do that anymore.
Oh, really?
The new NVIDIA drivers, they turn off. And it efficiently will not work on Vista, which is the older version of Vista.
You said a bad word.
Yeah.
E-I-S-T-A-R is probably
good. Boy, these Linux users, you know, they just get up and turn off the rest of the
machine. The machine lots of horsepower. There's more than one.
Oh, you can throw it around.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Cool.
Here was Stacy.
Here was Stacy. I was actually passing by my home group this week. And some people liked it. Some people even ordered a 12 six pack.
How much did it end up being? What you bought it?
I got a little less than 48.
So four cases, but no, two cases
of beer. You should have a little more than
that. Yeah, how much did you drink when you make
it? Well, it's a sweet liquid, in fact.
Now that's bad bottling, isn't it?
Well, it's not completely done because it's not carbonated, so it tastes different.
Yeah, but you still have good drink.
You could. Why would you? You have to wait. You have the anticipation for the whole week or 2 weeks. No time to crack it open and say, "Oh, I can try it right now." So, how's Miss Dropping?
Tired, apparently, but got it. Had a job interview today, so.
Don't you already have a job? Or is...
It was a temporary job with the girl that was on maternity leave back.
Oh, darn thing. Can't she get pregnant again?
She's just...
I'm sure she can.
You should write her a nice letter.
Some people do.
So, if you can say it, where did you have interviews?
It's in Costco.
Oh, that's quite a long drive.
It's only 35 minutes.
Is it?
I drive 30 minutes to an hour every day, so 5 more minutes.
They don't have kids yet, so...
They don't have kids yet.
Yet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's...
Well, Stanley's got it all set up. They did good product placement on the daycare. Right before you turn into the hospital parking lot, is a daycare.
Sure. That's convenient.
It's on 29th
29.
Yeah. Out on X. If you take X.
Oh, it's Great East here.
Yeah.
Up East.
Yeah. Yeah. Due east. East
kind of, what is it? Yeah,
Sandboy.
It's a little
mystic.
Good luck.
Far, there.
Yeah. You can have lunch in Torpedo.
At the Torpedo, if you have all day.
I used to deliver food in Torpedo.
The Torpedo, guys.
It's a restaurant.
It's right on the freeway, I think.
You gotta stop there sometimes. It's a lot of fun.
Is it?
Yeah. When we went in there, there was only about 20% of the place full. All the other tables still had dirty dishes on them from the previous people, and they said they didn't have any tables yet, so we had to wait a while. And then when we sat down, this old gal was cleaning off a table, and she had one of those push carts, you know, and she was cleaning. And when we walked in, she was starting to clean this table, and it took forever to get our food. And after we ate and left, she was still cleaning that same table. She didn't quite have it done.
She was like 80.
Yeah, and she was the only person doing that in the place.
She was one of the owner.
Could be. So if you're not in a hurry.
Yes,
the place.
How
was
the food?
I don't really remember.
I guess it wasn't memorable. No.
It's more the ambience of the place.
I think it was kind of generic.
Cool. Do you have anything else? How did you enjoy your song for free today?
Too many.
Too many people?
Good.
Yeah, we had our most awarded salesman just by there.
Well, you didn't see the ones that were slipping under the tree.
I see.
Uh-huh.
For the malls. Yeah. How did you enjoy your software for your day?
I don't know. I might be good at giving things like that out, but I don't like doing it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that if we would stick around there for a longer period of time, you know, we would be giving, we could give away all 100 CDs.
Yeah.
That's why salespeople get paid the price they do, because it's a taxing job.
It is. But, you know, if we would do it next year, you know, I think that what we should do is that we should actually have more people coming there, not at the same time, but, you know, let's say maybe 2 hours and then we're
they could set up turnstiles, and anyone going in the library has to go through those.
Yes.
Well, it might be too, you know.
You could have a beer tent.
Ooh,
yeah.
For sure.
I don't know how that would work.
Especially Mr. Oh, there was a guy. He was he started talking and blah, blah, blah. And then he came in a spiel, you know, he came in a spin. And he was saying, oh boy, it used to be such a beautiful city, you know. We had everything here. We had the best cheese and the best beer. And it was fantastic, you know. And then Cray Research opened. You know, and they got all those liberal women in there. And then they don't want to work right now. This is what it is right now. I'm not sure he had McCain. I wasn't sure if I should make a connection there.
Oh, man.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, after that, I wanted to send him out, you know, on his way. Sure. And I just couldn't shake him.
Did anybody in the library and then he back out?
Yes. He was telling me that some country had the biggest inflation ever, and, you know, I used to live there. Somehow I don't recall it.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's right. You're a communist.
Yes, absolutely.
You can't shake it because that's how you were raised.
Absolutely. You were born that way, and that's what it is.
He probably just walked away from the group home.
Somebody was looking for him.
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah. So we got a couple of them. You know, we got only two people who knew something about Linux, and they call it Linux.
Linux.
Linux. Have you heard about Linux? And most of the people, you know, we made a Windows CD for most of the people are Windows users. And so I think that our target audience was right.
Yeah.
And I don't think that we will ever be able to just pass Linux CD.
No.
You know. At least not very recently.
So anyway, other stuff. I bought a battery backup for my PC. That's kind of cool. It's got the USB plug-in. There's a penguin on the box. So I'm like, oh, I gotta get it. Yeah, so it's got like the interface that, you know, keeps track of outages and everything. It tells the PC how much battery power is left in it. There's a little applet right in the panel that monitors it. If the battery gets too low, then it automatically shuts down the PC. You know the drill.
Yep, yep. Yeah, today, actually, the Mr. Excel Energy Man came, and he was saying, I'm going to replace your meter. Plunk. Done. And then Willis goes, and he says, is your server down? I said, I don't know, but I know that Mr. Energy...
I don't know, but the power's out. The server might still be running.
So I had to come help this at home, and... the help is needed to hit proper reset button.
You don't have to automatically start back up.
So what's up with your, you have a hard native data center, basically?
I do, absolutely. I have two CDs. Yes, I do. I have two disks aligned in there. You know. I actually have a power line, one from Chippewa and the other one from
just in case.
Just in case, yes.
I don't know, your disaster recovery plan didn't work out so well there.
No, I called my technical support and...
Well, you shouldn't have to make the call. They should automatically get paid.
They did not detect it, that's right. I'll work on it.
It was an undetected power outage.
Right? I do have the flashlight as well. That is
You can do it on the PC.
You get a power inverter and you charge your PC.
But my technical support at first would have to find out that the server isn't running.
Yeah.
And that's not very high on priority of my technical support people.
All technical support people are like that. Yeah, I've been waiting 3 days for them to remove a system from a domain. Ah, the fun of working in global.
So, how are you?
Well, as I said, I'm a little tired. Having bought a new house, no penguin on it, but there'll be penguins in it. But, it's got a bear on it. I see many possibilities to fun things to try out and put in. Not enough money to do it, but a lot of fun things to try.
I guess Menards will be your friend sometime, bro.
I will be spending some paychecks there, I'm sure.
I know the people.
And Newegg and Cisco. And why does everything at Cisco have to cost like a minimum of $500?
It's a shipping.
The box. That's how much the box costs.
Yes.
But, otherwise, I just got my internet back, so, yeah, I've been going with about a week without it, so, a little bit of withdrawals, getting the shakes on it.
Okay.
I got my flash data fix at work.
So, why the flight was coming up and down?
What? My internet?
Yeah.
For some reason, well, when I moved, you know, I shut it down, it takes them a few days to move everything for some reason, and... I just plugged in yesterday, and for some reason, my modem defaulted back to a standard modem, PPOE. So it wasn't bridging anymore. My router didn't know what to do with that. I'm like, oh, okay. So I didn't mess with it yesterday, and after a few 30 minutes of thinking about it today, I'm like, all right, I'll plug directly into it. And yeah, for some reason, the modem just randomly decided to go back to normal mode as opposed to bridge.
Maybe as a default, if I don't have the persistent storage.
You must have to really have powered off for a long time because that's, you know, I've had power outages and stuff spike. Like that before. And
sometimes a power spike will knock out the NVRAM and it'll default back to the backup.
Maybe, but it was unplugged for. I mean, it worked fine, and then I unplugged it. I plugged it in. No. So, I don't know. It's just kind of odd. Maybe they do have like a extra long capacitor in there, and after a few days, they. Default to back.
Because, you know, if it has persistent storage, then it just doesn't do that.
Yeah, I don't know, a little odd. Otherwise, not too much else going on. I'm leaving for San Francisco on Sunday for a week of training. Not on Linux, unfortunately. I got to deal with some Microsoft product.
We close our eyes if you go to San Francisco.
I wish I had time to enjoy San Francisco.
just stay away from Castro District.
Yeah. I've never been there, so I
Castro.
I've no idea.
Then ask for it, okay? For God's sake. No, it's just.
There's a lot of good food in that town.
Yeah, I hope so.
Is it Little Cuba or Cuban town?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
There's a lot of diversity.
Yeah, a lot of diversity, right?
Oh, I'll be driving a rental car to be fine.
Yeah, actually, you might not be driving a lot in the same place.
I went through a Chinese market there. It was really.
Where I'm going to be, the training isn't actually right in. Well,
San Jose?
San Jose, Santa Clara. Yeah. I'll be flying into San Jose. And I'll be driving past Great America every day, which is going to kind of be unfair because it'll be like, I'm going past it at 8 a.m., coming back at 8:30 p.m.
What kind of training are you getting in Windows?
It's like an enterprise, so it's Windows Vista Enterprise training. It's for Microsoft certification.
Oh,
yeah, I kind of stumbled into it, so I'll take it.
Yeah, work's paid for it all.
Yeah, definitely. I'll go to San Francisco for 7 days.
Too.
I'll get a few hours in on Sunday of relax, do whatever I want.
It's very nice. It's a unique city.
Maybe you'll get the kind of trainer that just says, I'll take the afternoon off.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be nice, but I doubt it.
Well, sometimes it happens.
From what I was told, these are 5 12-hour days. You are there the whole time. And you pay to be there the whole time.
Were you in San Francisco? You were in Seattle.
Seattle. Yeah. Week or so. I got one of them Road Ahead grants.
Okay.
And 10, 15 years ago. And you're busy for 12 hours, man. Your food set up every day. Well, by the end of the week, you're like, we don't want to eat in the hotel. We're getting out of here. Yeah. And the cook felt terrible. He thought he was scaring everybody away because of his food. Nobody was staying in there. But we get out and go eat somewhere just to get out of the place.
Yeah.
But they have you going all day long.
Cool.
So.
Is that it?
That's it.
Nice.
That's plenty.
That's plenty. How about you?
Just enjoying my Myth box. I think that'll be great. Myth TV. And kind of thinking more on the lines of what Byron just brought up, the one word he was talking about, money. I was thinking about that for our organization, that if we want to continue doing things like that, which we should, which is great, but maybe we should find some way of getting a revenue stream. And I'm thinking maybe... What's that?
Maybe for the life.
Yeah. And not membership fees or anything like that, but somehow maybe an affiliation program on our website. And I don't know what SBC or AT&T's contract says, but maybe just put ads on it. I know that doesn't... Maybe not something we want to do, but... Just thoughts that I'm thinking about. That if we want to continue doing big events like on Software Freedom Day, that we're going to need money to do
it. Yeah, it is money, On the other side, a lot of corporations will not get you money because we are not a non-profit organization.
Yeah.
We are not an organization.
They can't write it off.
You cannot write it off. So then the how much hassle do you want to go to become to be a the non-profit organization? And then you have overhead, for me, it was for funds.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, it is.
You meet people, you pay as you go. You pay for your food, for your drinks. You meet on a maybe outcome basis, it is not required. And I think that's why it was pretty successful here.
It was
three people, and at some point we had 17 people here. And so. I don't want to put any ads on the website because, I run because, I want to run.
Yeah, I know. I hear what you're saying. It's just that if, at some point, that comes up in every organization, I think, if you want to do something, then...
You could do a bake sale.
Well, I knew that.
Up? Yeah, I can bake.
Big penguin food.
Yeah, I mean, Rusty can bake.
But a big piece in our mixer.
Oh, yeah. I thought, you know, I thought organizing Solid Freedom Day, even though it was some money, it was kind of cool because it wasn't just my event, you know.
No, yeah.
It was our event, and we worked together, and then, you know, I had to leave, and other people pulled it together and had the stuff done, and had the flyer done, and had the CD stuff done, and had it printed, had image done. So on one side it was $100, so was it a lot of money? Not really. You know, it's not that terrible amount of money. Mm-hmm. Could we scrunch $100? You know, right now we have 11 people here. You know, if everybody would give $10, you know, we can do it, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. Right. But you know, if there's a different, so we can do more events like that.
You don't wanna come to I need to have a job because I have a car. I have a car because I need to have a job. You know?
Yeah.
It's a typical teenage why they have a job, because they want to have a car. They want to have a car. They need to have a car because they need to get to a job. So, you know.
It's a rat race.
Well, yeah. And it's just a thought I was thinking about. I agree that, you know, the relaxed atmosphere of the organized is nice to have. Definitely.
We can think what we, you know, how many people bought a shirt at a cafe press? That's the only people who bought a shirt. So if you want to sell the shirts, you know, if you want to sell the shirts to support the line, but just give me those $18, okay? Because, you know, it's not.
No, but there's, you know, it was just a thought. You know, we don't have to really, you know, there's just something to think about. Yeah.
Well, it's like right now we are planning on going to Ohio Olympics, you pay as you go,
yeah.
And if you don't have money, there we go.
So Peter's
future or something.
Okay. We can get bailouts
all down. Yeah, exactly.
And we could buy our shares at a time. My share is $15. How much do you want?
Has anybody actually made money on Google Ads? Has anybody actually gotten a check from Google for?
You need to have $100 bank before you get a
Yeah. Well, when it used to be $15, as soon as I had like $14.99, they raised it to like $100. So I'm just wondering if that just keeps going. You know, they just keep bumping it one step farther than what you got.
The discretion is that they can discontinue your account
or anytime you want.
Let's say I know about a guy who already cashed it once, $100, and then he was putting on next time, and they said, because you said XYZ, because you're not supposed to encourage on the web,
right.
then we are closing your account.
Yeah.
That's it.
I guess.
So then you are trying to chase the tail, as you wouldn't say anything offensive because you already have a $95 there.
$20.
When people click
when they click on it,
people click what?
They click the ad on your page, and you put in the code on your page that connects to Google servers, and they look at your page and they pick words out of it and place ads, different ads each time you load the page. They place them depending on what the content of your page is. And if somebody clicks on it, those people have paid for Google to place their ads. So, like, say you have an ad for ice cream or something. Somebody clicks on it.
So you put an ad on your page that's linked to Google.
You're basically just putting
that
link.
Somebody else clicks on it, then it puts a dime in your account.
Yeah. Right. And there's affiliation programs, too. So, like, say, Target. Say you put an ad on your page for Target, you can sign up for their affiliation program. So if someone picks on the banner on your page and buys something, because it puts a cookie on their computer,
then it tracks that, then Target will give you a kickback. Or, say, Amazon is famous for that, too. And they'll give you a kickback of, you know, the, it's called an affiliation program. And a lot of companies do it to get traffic to their website. So if someone, you know, has cookies turned on and they go through your link and then they eventually buy something, and you get, you know, $2-3 back.
Yeah, like people that write book reviews and then they'll have the link to Amazon.
Well, that's why all that stuff's on there. That's yeah. Okay. All right, that makes sense. So,
you know, when you come up with some book sale, you know, why don't organize it?
No, I was just something to think about because...
Yes.
Yeah.
Because...
You know, it goes, you know, how much effort do you want to spend?
Yeah.
You know, is it worth it, you know? Is it worth it, you know, 5 days of organizing? Is it worth it for the $100?
Yeah.
You know, because the bake sale, what do you get, you know, what do you think, how much money are you going to get from
it? Well, not a bake sale.
A wire room.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Special. Well, we can think about this.
But not too much, because, but yeah. Something that should be not that old, because
it's not like $20 from you.
No, I got it. So just, I got it in my pocket. I got it.
That's his money raising plan.
No,
that's fine.
No, I'm fine on doing that. I got no problem. Just, you know, maybe other ways to do it too.
Yeah.
Cool. Sure. If you think of any good ways, let me know, because I'm always looking for ways.
Yeah, I'll do it as a part time too.
We go to all, what did you say, bar tab?
No, I'll do it as a part-time job.
Oh, part-time job. Or we could just make, what big better is a beer sale, and you could make the penguin beer, and then just,
you,
and there could be a CD at the bottom of the bottle.
If you want to sell the beer, yeah. You need to have a
license.
All
right.
And you need to go up and down, and it's not that easy.
Yeah.
As well as the way you sell it is breakaway.
Yeah, that's right.
That's interesting. So if you want to get a homebrew, just come to my house. Don't try to sell it.
Don't try to sell it.
Because that'll come out to you.
Low slugger.
Oh, that was a lug lager.
Lug lager.
Lug lager.
It just shortened up to lugger.
Lugger. So no slugger, but lugger. Cool?
Really quick, speaking of Google, I just found this on Splash. There's a town in Russia. But they figured out when the Google Earth satellite was going to be going overhead. And they were a little bit behind on the calculation. But they got a bunch of people together in the town square all wearing yellow capes.
Yellow capes?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, oh my goodness. Big smiley.
Those Russian people.
Oh, did you? Yeah, have you played with that package at all?
I looked at the SDK for it, yeah. And I saw that it looked very similar to Java, which I work with every day. I got it all excited.
Oh, yeah.
But if they got a plug-in for Eclipse, the little example of Hello Android program instead of Hello World. So I'll get around to playing with it.
How big a footprint does that require in the, like, say, in your cell phone or whatever you're putting it in? You know, how big a memory? Oh, no, I wouldn't expect.
You know, when you think about it, it is really the Android is running specialized JVM.
That's what it is?
Really customized, really tweaked JVM.
Oh.
It is running some kind of Java, but it is not Sun's Java.
It's not Sun's Java?
No, it is not Sun's
Java.
Who's coming out with the first Android phone?
It's T-Mobile, it's the HTC phone, it's
a T-Mobile phone made by HTC. That's right, T-Mobile. And it's coming out like next week. It's nice.
The 22nd,
it's
when it's
already shipped. Oh, you're involved.
Yeah. It's got GPS included in the package.
It looks like it's GPS and
Wi-Fi. Yeah, it looked like there was some pretty sweet and some apps for it.
It's not quite as defined as the iPhone.
Yeah.
I told him he should write me a brewer's log. And Thursday he was excited about it, and today he said no. I don't understand that. Those are mixed messages here. Then he will say, oh, I'll write it on Android, and saying, I'm not running any Android.
See, I'm just
see?
I thought you just had an Android program, and I was all excited.
No.
So what's new? Well, I guess I've been running off that squirrel mail on a new box and on the old box simultaneously. And I think I might have mentioned this last time, but as I was setting it up, I found that if you have there's different ways to do the sorts, and if you let the script do the sorting, you know, like when you click on your headings in your email, like sort by date, sort by, if the script is sorting it, it's painfully slow, but the mail servers are able to do that sorting directly, like the courier or, you know, the top three servers can do that sorting, they do it just like that. So now the old machine is so fast I almost didn't need to replace it, but since I already have the other one, now I've got the two of them running side by side, so I keep typing in all these rsync commands between them, and I want to just make like a batch file to do that. And I was talking to you earlier, I think I know how to do it now, with a pound and a
exclamation
mark, then pointed at the shell, and then just type in your commands, right?
Pretty much, yeah. And it also supports, you know, you can do regular programming like if statements. There's
You
can do in there. You can have functions, so it's a regular programming
language. I just want to go through a string of rsync statements on it as a cron job in the middle of the night or something. That's,
you know, also you're like a shell script that's run by the cron job,
right? And then I can have the other machine just as a backup that gets synchronized at night. So that's about it.
Cool.
That was it.
Awesome.
How about you?
Well, I guess I've been getting over the shakes of opening day of school. Oh man, we got the 100 new computers, and then, which meant we actually had to move about 500, so there were no printers. None of our 100 printers worked, or our 100 scanners worked. And everybody wanted it, you know. So, but I think we're catching up. Other than that, then we found out we're probably getting 1,000 new machines in our district, roughly, and they're going to be used ones, I guess, when IBM rents them.
Is that how we didn't have to have a referendum for $40 million in the school district?
Yeah.
I like it.
Huge. So hopefully I'll have some machines this year for the Ubuntu giveaway.
Okay.
But, you know, finding storage space for that many machines, and it's not the machines, it's the monitors that are so...
I'll rent the space just to keep them from throwing them away.
I know. So, you know...
The monitors?
Well, the monitors, they can have them. I don't care that much about those. I'm afraid they'll throw the boxes away. If they sit anywhere for too long, somebody will come by and say, oh, we're going to throw these away.
Don't do that. Are they pinning fours?
No. I think they're P3s.
Oh, that's
good. But they'll be a pretty decent machine, you know, if you don't have one, do some surfing and get the open office on there and a bunch of them. They'll be real. I know I've already got kids coming up to me going, what are you going to do that?
I think a lot of kids would like to have a computer. They just can't afford it, you know.
That is interesting. When we were at the Software Freedom Day, and I heard people just doing that, but I believe that some people did not actually have a computer. Some people just said, oh, we got a computer, so...
Right.
So there was actually quite a lot of people who were saying, you got a computer.
Well, I think all those people on the internet in the library don't have a computer. Why else?
Sure.
That's probably what they do. Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing.
Well, that makes good sense.
So
like, I suppose. Well, it's always if they had a computer at home.
Where we shall be? At a tech university?
Speed's probably there, too. That's
library.
No, that makes sense.
Fast computer.
But I go to the library and I have a computer.
It's probably one of the best.
Yeah. Well, you don't sit down and look at the internet for
because there are a lot of
no, not the library.
Right.
People who do and don't have computers.
Yeah. But I was quite surprised, you know, to... people simply say, oh, we don't have a computer.
Yeah, because I've had quite a few kids come into my office going, when are you going to do this?
Yeah.
So hopefully I'll get enough people. I don't know, 1,000 machines.
Well, if you need help, you know, just holler.
Yeah, we'll have to see more once we get more set and how many we're getting and where they're all going and how we're going to do this.
Are they going to basically all be the same type of machine?
From my work,
pretty easy, just to image it and dump it on there.
Right.
My work, we were saving CD drives, but then you guys didn't say it.
Yeah,
so
I
think
fell
they
through
went
this.
Down south.
Yeah, it kind of fell through this year. We didn't get nearly as many as we wanted, and then we were using the memory and stuff out of all of them to add memory to the ones we still had. Yeah. And the floppies are full of gum and pennies and stuff.
Their kids using it. It's like putting them in a penitentiary or something. The stuff gets destroyed.
They get used very heavily at the school.
My high school used to have the old CD-ROM drives that were rubber band driven.
Oh,
that would last like 2 days. There wouldn't be a working CD-ROM drive in the lab.
When the mice had removable balls, wasn't this
one?
You had to glue the
starter
on
super
it.
Glue.
Fingernail polish, and you put two drops on, you can still crack them off.
Back in Windows 3.1 days, we would always, you could do the settings where you could have the mouse wrap around, and then you could set the sensitivity of the X and Y coordinates. So we'd crank the sensitivity on the Y coordinate and turn the X sensitivity all the way down and then set it to scroll. So you'd move the mouse over like the entire width of the pad and the cursor would move maybe like a millimeter and it would scroll through the page like about 1,000 times.
Don't forget inverting the X and the Y.
You invert the X and the Y and put that together. And there was no way anyone could use the mouse.
These think about like comedians here.
Yeah, we've seen a lot at the high school. They try everything. So.
Do you work at the Eau Claire School District?
Yeah, I work at Memorial.
Oh.
So there's two of us. There's like 800 computers there.
Yeah, that'll keep you busy up.
Oh, God, I told you, I'm just getting over the shakes from the start. I couldn't go and do one thing and come back and not have five more things to do. It was just,
And when people have problems with their computer, they tend to take it out on tech support. They don't even realize they're doing it.
That's the biggest frustration with the people who couldn't even plug it in.
Like you were trying the best.
Right.
But they couldn't even plug it in, We'd have it take half a day to get a lab all set up, and then they'd come in and they go, well, we moved our lab to the other side of the room, but we didn't want to plug it in.
No, none of the computers are working.
It's like, oh my God, all the wiring you got to redo and all the cords. But, we'll have to see. This 1,000 machines is going to be a lot. And we're all going to have to be going to the elementary schools. I guess they're all probably getting upgraded labs. So they're not new machines. They're probably the D530s, the HP D530s, and the 510s, which is better than what we've got now. So we'll have to see how it goes.
Yeah, so
crossing my fingers.
We got a new guy at work. He's following around, tech support's a thankless job. They're not going to call you up and go, boy, my computer's been working for the last 4 days. I really appreciate it.
Right. I do have people bring me a lot of chocolates.
But if it goes down, get over here, no!
Yeah.
So how is that good news?
Exactly.
Yeah, they've had to learn patience.
Cool. How about you?
One thing that was kind of interesting, I got a single sign-on to work in an Active XP to log into an Active Directory, a NetWare login, and automatically mount a drive from a Fedora server that was sharing user directories, and to mount shared space in all three systems with one sign-on using a password.
Like a script that runs?
It was a combination of there was a login script for XP that was assigned to your profile and a login script that was assigned to your user account through NetWare. And then the Windows script mounted the Linux directory and assigned the share.
Yeah.
Nice way to do it.
I think I did that last.
Yeah. It's not too difficult, but it was a little tricky.
It's different to work with all three systems at once and a script that'll do it.
And then we had to figure out how to get that to work across the router, running pet.
Yeah.
Sounds very technical to me. What did I do? Oh, last week we had what did we do? Software Freedom Day. Oh, thank you. Well, I was talking already about this. Yeah. And what else? I opened my first beer on Saturday, and it was drinkable. Yeah, I started sharing around.
Because you're 21.
You're still here, you're sure. Not dead, so.
No, they were saying, your beer, even though it might taste bad, it will never kill you.
That's pretty. That's always good.
It's Martin Schiel, actually.
That's high
it's
praise.
Your line, you know, the line lager, it might taste bad, but it will never kill you.
Alcohol
will kill the germs.
But not you.
Unless you drink enough of it.
Well,
but that would be ridiculous.
And the alcohol poisoning.
Yeah.
So, and that would be everything about it. I'm really involved in that homebrewing right now, so I think it's a sort of on the back burner.
No!
What?
Don't be saying Linux is in the back burner. Don't you have some kind of automated system to monitor the process? Provide you bar graphs and things.
You get a tech support office, too.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm monitoring my fermenters right now.
Sure. Is that a pretty big operation? Take up half the house?
No.
No? Just a bathroom or a
corner? No, it's, you are fermenting 5 gallons. So
oh, okay. Sure.
Small, we can lift it up. We can hold it.
Okay.
I tried once with one of those like bags that you get, a bag. I don't know. This is like 10, 15 years ago. And I tried to get it.
Don't do a Mr. Beer, please.
Mr. Beer. It was like everything, the yeast bag, you dump in this bag and you add water and you're supposed to put it in a corner for like a week or two and then drink it.
No.
We were in college, so like, this will be great.
Why would you put any sugar in there?
That's how they make
it. Is that what we, I'm going to do a miss. I don't know, put sugar in there.
Yeah.
Baggies full of rotten raisins and apples.
Oh, in jail, yeah.
Yeah, jail whiskey.
No, that's what they were talking about. They can't give bread out to the inmates in the jail because they'll try to make bread.
Yeah, try to take
yeast out of the bread and mix it with their fruit in a bag and eat it. And drink it. Like, what in the world?
What do you got this for?
You
got all day. Right.
Yeah.
Now, yeast is actually a living creature, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You can actually cultivate yeast out of the air.
Really?
You have, yeah.
He was saying how you make a sourdough. That actually, you mix the flour and you just let it
sit for a couple days, and then you put it in your fridge, and then you like let it breathe and add a little bit of sugar to.
Every so often you refill that liquid, and the guy who was interviewed even had a name for his star shirt.
Yeah,
hardcore when you have a name for your yeast.
And they say it's actually like different areas produce different, very different tasting breads because of the natural quantity of yeast in the air and the different types of yeast in the air.
It's
okay with PETA then? To make beer? It's okay with PETA even though you're killing millions of innocent yeasts that.
Killing them.
You're making them a better home.
Doesn't alcohol kill them?
That's
high alcohol.
High alcohol.
I don't think there is high enough alcohol content because it might be running.
Well,
they said they use the yeast for about 3 batches and then
really?
Have to refresh.
Okay.
You refresh it as you wouldn't get
wild. Is that in the tour?
Yeah.
Wild yeast?
Good tour.
Free range.
Good ending. Good ending. How about you, Willis? Good to see you for some time.
I've been gone for a month. I went on vacation and I got dropped with a couple of deadline things at work and just going to replace the phone system that came out for me. And except for that, I sold my laptop and I didn't have any business in probably 4 weeks.
Well, I can picture a CD.
It's not that, it's the time I picked up program in Poly Backup to try to reverse engineer progressive random generation.
Wow. Progressive random generation.
Thanks.
That is interesting.
When did he go on vacation?
I went to Canada for 2 weeks.
Fishing?
Fishing.
Cool. Well, we don't have a projector, but what we can do, we can go on. Hey, we have two listeners right now. They're rocking. Still two. All
right,
who are his listeners? Bring it up.
I'm not even sure if I could then.
So what we can do is we can go, here's another item. The one you told about the Ohio Linux Fest, the people who are coming, who are going. You go.
When is it?
You go. I go. It's October 11th and 10th and 11th. You will be leaving on Friday morning, early morning. You would leave by 5 o'clock, it would be fantastic, because it's 11 hours drive, and if we would be there at 6 p.m., that would be great. And we are there 2 days. On the website, actually, there's an article about Ohio Linux Fest, so if you go there, you can find out what is the, schedule. Whoever is, they already have a speaker there, it's the guy they came from, Canada. Yes, you
and
not going?
No, I'm going. Yeah, I got sad when they canceled their podcast.
Yeah.
Because it was British and full of obscenities and it was terrible to some degree. Swearing with accents just made me laugh.
Jeez. It just made you Linux, the use Linux even more.
That's right.
The guy from La Crosse is joining us. His handle is Timmy. He was saying that he would actually come 9 to 4 here, so he could attend live meeting. And then from then I said he could stay overnight in my house. Then we go. So right now we have 4 people. Does anybody else want to go?
I'll go. Oh, wait.
Yeah,
we can't go up with 20.
You've been picked already, so you don't have to.
All right.
It's
just Saturday.
It's Friday night and Saturday. Nice.
Well, you're coming back the same day?
You are driving back on Sunday.
Oh.
So you are driving there on Friday, and you are coming back on Sunday.
Just staying over 1-2 nights.
Is it? It's in Ohio?
Ohio.
It's a 12-hour drive.
Columbus.
Oh, yeah. On the freeway.
In the middle. And then we will not go through Chicago, just to make sure that we'll get there.
Go through the south, do we have to go to get around Chicago?
Actually, it's
do they have the latest Google map of that?
It's
I do.
It's taking you the toll roads. I'm sure you got changes too.
You get well. I know you get a little bit in Illinois, but I don't know far down.
It doesn't matter. You just drive through all Indiana to make sure you don't drive through all the way back.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Make sure you don't drive through all the way back.
I got a speeding ticket in Ohio once. You won't get 500 yards past there before they'll pick you up.
No, they'll, well, it's like if you stop and you tell them you don't have any change, they'll let you go.
Okay. I never tried that.
Because I asked somebody from Chicago, it's like, if I went, you know, because I'm from Wisconsin, we don't have tolls, we just think, you know, you should be able to drive on the road. But
that's
I asked them, it's like, what do you do if you're on a change? Well, they just take your license plate number down, and they keep, you know, they keep track of it. If you do it too many times, they'll start to do something.
They also, they updated.
I went to Chicago the other day, and it used to be 40 on every toll booth.
Yep.
So right now, each toll booth is different. And
Really?
you don't know what it is till time you hit that Hoover. So you have like a roll of the money.
Have a change drawer. Give me some change! Give me!
You gotta have your co-pilot in there.
And when you're driving home, you know, now you're driving and there's maybe, you know, 500 yards till then there's a total and there's $1.25. So what am I going to do? So the roll of $1, I get the change, you know.
Washer, Canadian, penny, paperclip. Oh, I'm good.
The Indiana Tollway costs a lot, too.
Yeah, but that's one time deal. When you get on, you get a ticket. When you get off, you pay it on the back.
Oh, they changed it, huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, at least the one
No, it's always been like that.
Really?
And don't
even 16 years ago?
Well,
they know what time you got the ticket. They know where you ended up. That's an automatic ticket if you get there too early.
Really?
Jeez.
Oh, okay.
You know, I think the Indiana ones, they have all those really nice big rest areas.
Yep, they do.
Don't lose your ticket. They charge you full price no matter where you are.
Well,
you're
going to go the full distance anyway.
Yeah. So we can just throw it out.
So we're going to go south from Madison?
We go south from Madison and then we go to Rockford.
For Rockford,
Do you want to borrow a Garmin?
Yeah. Well, if you'll say where to go, if you put it in. Right?
We just did that last week, didn't we?
I mean, yes, we were showing
it. I haven't used Garmin since I was
in Colorado. You know, I'm a technical person, so I cannot actually say where I go from there.
Right? Well,
a lot of women like them.
A map, I think,
because they don't know where they're going.
Yeah, well, it's
okay,
so
well,
easy.
Okay,
so
you're worried that my GPS died at Devil's Lake, North Dakota.
Really?
That's why a map is better.
That's where it stopped. It would not work after that GPS point.
That Devil's Lake?
Yeah.
That's probably why they call it Devil's Lake.
Oh, it looks messed up on the map. It's like, National Park. It's so flat there, so anywhere else on the just spread out. So you just have all these weird tents.
Well, it's one of those. You would see the buffalo.
I could see it.
The best buffaloes.
Yeah. There's the guy in the cabin who's got programmed to give the bad coordinates to anyone driving by.
Does it leave in his cabin?
Yes.
Oh,
they're like family vacation. The guy is going to see that sign over there. You don't want to go that way. You want us to go over this way.
So that was about Ohio Linux Fest. Then we had another about Android.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of buzz yesterday, 2 days ago about Android.
Yeah.
Did somebody read it?
Yeah, I read it.
No headphone jack. Let's just scroll down. No headphone jack.
No headphone jack.
No headphone jack on the phone.
Right.
That was a proprietary USB. It's not a regular USB. It's just HTC proprietary one.
Oh, the HTC
one. You gotta get an adapter. I actually was able to order an unstamped just a headphone adapter where you can use
it. So far, they're saying the time of release for this is no frame.
Is that why?
Only three and a half adapter back there. So we'll see. This provider is saying that you will see.
What is Android? Is it?
It's a platform. No. It's an operating system, like Symbian.
Oh, okay.
In general, though, I'm not happy with audio at all. It's trashy because you get an actual music phone.
Well, telephone should, you should be able to make a phone call.
They're optimized for
voice.
Phone, you should make a phone call.
I crossed my fingers that the Google calendar stuff would be very well because I've never come across music. That's kind of right.
Yeah.
I did read a lot of the music today.
Really minimalist, of course. All those people are just random on the last one.
Well, I don't think, of course, there is still a lot of software.
Can iPhones do YouTube yet? Because they couldn't when they first came out.
I don't think they have any flash capability.
Well, the flash lights have changed.
Yeah, recently.
So you can't redistribute.
Okay. I just didn't know if they had a player that actually worked on there. Is there a good one for Linux anywhere? Does any good flash player exist for Linux?
Well, you can play
Nash or whatever.
Yeah.
Nash.
Yeah. The good news is Flash, Adobe Flash.
This is kind of scary. Has anybody else heard about this new clickjacking exploit that's just recently come out? There's no patch for it currently, so they're trying to keep it under wraps.
What is it called?
It's called clickjacking. Apparently, it affects all major browsers. I think they said all major operating systems. Doesn't involve JavaScript or Flash. There's really not. All browsers are vulnerable to it, besides maybe Linux.
How does it start to work?
And
website working it.
Anyway, so what is the case?
Apparently, they don't even really won't give out any specifics. There was a conference about it that really, well, I guess a lot of people couldn't get in. They only wanted specific people there, but it allows an attacker to, like, you can do it in JavaScript. You don't need it, but like using JavaScript, you could embed it on even an eBay page or a MySpace page, anything really that has dynamic content, and it allows the attacker to click on anything on that page without you knowing about it. And apparently for each click that the user makes, it allows the attacker one click to do anything.
On the page?
Unknown. I think it has to be on that page. They don't really explain it very well. But
that's crazy. Great. Yeah, they should unplug the computer and put it in the closet.
About e-commerce, actually, we started to have more fraud recently.
Yeah.
And what it is that somebody had stolen credit cards and addresses and all the information, even on the back of credit card number,
right.
Had it all. And how we found out is that it was not placed from IP address from the United States. It was placed, let's say, from South Africa or this place, you know, all these countries which we don't do much business here.
Okay.
So I don't know. It's just that this kind of
that was the only way you could recognize what?
That was the only how to recognize it was placed outside of the United States.
Did you have to, like, how did you get the calling IPs of those?
If somebody do a request on your
page.
Yeah, so it's coming from your
page. Okay, so that's where you actually log the IPs of the incoming? That's a good idea. Never thought of doing that.
Apache does it automatically, do they? We just look in the Apache log.
Well, yeah, but
this one is on Apache log, but
whatever, web log.
So it was
interesting. You guys do a lot of e-commerce?
We do a fair amount.
How much as a percent of fraud would you say?
I don't know about that. But they were saying that it's to be fairly significant.
Yeah.
Right.
In the last 3 or 4 months, yeah. Yeah.
I think it was saying, I don't know.
But it's a problem, obviously. So something's obviously going on.
Let's talk about conjecture. Come on.
That doesn't stop politicians. Go ahead.
Right. Come on.
We need facts. Conjecture. They just confuse the situation.
You know, I think we need to be one of those which we are going to receive those $700 billion.
Yeah.
If you don't give them that money, then it's going to be a recession. I thought that's why we got those stimulus checks.
Right. I want to do the math. What's $700 billion divided by 200 million?
$300 million people in the United States. You mean?
Yeah.
Under 18. Over 18.
2,500 each.
2,500. Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, but it is.
What I know is that we cannot have a healthcare insurance for everybody here because it costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
But
we can bail out every major company.
So $700 billion.
$700 billion with no strings attached.
Well, clearly capitalism.
No, he's not even elected. They want to give it to a private sector individual who can give it to whoever he chooses, you know,
for whatever reason.
Whatever reason.
Buy any stock at any price he wants. You know, my friend has a stock. I'll buy all his stock at five times value.
Sounds like good corruption is brewing.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Back to brewing.
Let's
again.
Go back to brewing.
Moving on.
Nothing
to see here.
SGI
release
OpenGL
8.0.
And they also saying huge gift of free software community.
No, yeah. Hmm.
I got about halfway through that article and I was kind of depressed. I didn't read the rest of it.
No, it stayed depressing.
Yes,
yeah. Is it all about licenses?
They used to have some kind of punch license.
Well, they're still pretty looking for it. They changed it by the program causing license. Abnormal. Yeah. Basically saying in Florida, that will not do. If we come up with this license that progresses this one, that's your license. Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So they can rewrite the previous license that they already want and they can
I wonder how much this is driven by Microsoft, since Microsoft is a member of OpenGL committee. It seems kind of, you know, a little shady, seeing as they're the direct competitor for it. They're the sole competitor. But could they be delaying stuff behind the scenes? OpenGL isn't, the committee doesn't really say all that much other than the fact that, you know, we all know they're horribly slow. Because it's been forever since 2.0 came out.
The problem with OpenGL is that it started as a CAD software, but then when they made a committee for it, it wasn't Microsoft, and it was every major CAD studio or every major PC hardware manufacturer. They got a piece in it, and then everybody would just butt heads and nobody would agree on it, and they got to know it, which is where OpenGL got now. They've got a few things in there that are nice and have potential and progress, but they're still butting heads. OpenGL 3 was supposed to be completely different to OpenGL 2, and it's the same thing. It's just a few corners touching, you can't go fast.
Another article was that OpenGL and DirectX 11 work towards over. And they were pretty much saying that OpenGL is way behind.
The only thing OpenGL has for is multiplayer
simulators.
Then you'd stretch
that. Or use it.
Well, not Windows. That's the only thing that keeps up in the DLI. I don't need it. With some complex.
And then we got lots of test stuff there. A lot of stuff was released as a beta. So there was an article about Picasa 3. Did anybody try Picasa 3? It's Windows, so we went to the line.
It worked really well in the line, actually. Picasa 2 ran decent, and actually flaked out the menus, unless you had Google's version of it, and actually installed Windows version of the line. So far, I've been really happy with it, actually.
So they're saying that it does have, it's going to have a raw image support. Mostly, it's also total repair. And there was then there was another article about Synthesis 3.0 that release came that 1 was released. Actually, release came 2 was released. So it's going to be released before. I think it's going to be released pretty soon. Because 3.0 is supposed to be with
the
group of just release.
The beta versions don't run that.
The might be all different components, yes.
That's the one thing I noticed. I didn't try to
What was that?
I didn't notice anything as a user. It was different.
It's 2.0. Yeah, whatever. I think what you the biggest thing what is there is that you should be able to edit PDFs.
Oh, you can. That's
but
nice.
You should be able to edit PDFs.
How are the PDFs been working for you guys? Because some of them that we tried didn't transfer too well. Like, they come up with all the text was on there somewhere. You could select it, but you couldn't see it. It was like the same color as the background, but you couldn't change it or see it.
Some PDFs, you mean that in a reader here?
Well, in a different, if you've made a PDF in OpenOffice and then you put it on the web or transferred it to it, tried to view it on a different machine, it didn't come up like you'd expect.
Yeah, we were like trying to open it in Corel.
What?
No, when we opened the PDF in Corel, we didn't get text.
No, that was right in Adobe's Reader. It didn't even show up in the old Adobe Reader.
Oh, okay.
So. Or no, one like Illustrator. Illustrator wouldn't select the text.
Well, so you'd think Illustrator would.
Right.
Yeah, you'd think Illustrator would work with a PDF, but
couldn't read it. It was a font we didn't even have.
Never tried it. That article was there about Flash Player 10 as a beta.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody?
Flash Player sucks.
Does that mean it'll be available for Linux?
Yes, it'll be available for Linux.
Okay.
So, I know that the alpha's been there for some time. I know that somebody tried to install it.
I tried their first beta. The first beta was crap.
Yes.
It was
really?
About the worst piece of software I think I've ever tried. Their second beta is slightly better than Flash 9, so it's still crap.
Yeah. Right. I think that what they were saying in a 10, was it the HD stuff?
Yeah. Which stuff? What are you talking about?
HD, playing the HD Codexes.
X264
or whatever it is. X264.
Was it 9?
For sure it's
10. I can't. I don't really care about that coder too much.
Yeah.
You can't watch video on Linux anyway, either way, because Flash isn't fast enough. So who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. If I blink my eyes real quick, then it actually looks good because then it's going at the same speed.
You found workaround.
Found the workaround.
So you will do exercise too.
If you don't get a
that's
seizure.
That's why you are going to be skinny and healthy.
What? Because if you blink your
eyebrows. That's
right. You're saying he's overweight?
I will already say that. An extra 2 calories an hour doing that.
Adds up, you know?
Yeah.
Could have one more brewski.
There's enough of me already.
There was Ubuntu new version, Alpha 6. There was a shotgun article. I would discourage anybody to install any Alpha. And since last Ubuntu 8.4, I'm not installing any beta. I'll wait for the whole version. Thank you very much.
Very good, very good. Good job.
Yeah,
is there any of you in the 805?
Yeah.
805. 810?
Or 810.
It's October 30th.
Oh, my. What's October
30th? It's Ubuntu release schedule.
Oh.
So that can be an LTS.
We were already talking about releasing the new version of Windows earlier next year. March.
That's what I heard, too, 2010. Yeah. And you know they'll miss that deadline, too.
I believe it when I see it. Yeah. Because they had Longhorn, which is Vista right now, and it works for years and years and years and years. And they were saying, oh, it's going to be next year, it's going to be
early. It took years to make it that crappy. You had to keep adding more crap to it.
It's double and triple of it.
Yeah.
The same stuff.
But they dropped all the features that they were going to have, you know, the good features like the relational file system and all that. That all just canceled all this. Is it?
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
They kind of backed off on it. They're like, well, we decided that this wasn't really all that useful to users.
By 2010, though,
they're
not going to be able to have NTFS, the human operating system.
Why not?
drives will be too big for it by then.
So you'll put 64 bit on it. Now you are with the 64 MTFS.
No, do they have
it? Fat and it was fat 32. Yeah, why not?
MTFS 64. You don't even have to change it. You just have to add a 64 onto the end of your
screen. And you are done.
Yep.
You know? Sounds like a good plan to me.
Heck, you could even make it 80. Really confuse the computer people, but normal people go, wow, that's bigger than that 64 stuff.
It's really frozen. MTFS, though, is a universal name. New technology process.
Whatever happened to ZFS? I thought that was going to be everywhere because they opened it up, you know.
ZFS. ZFS is not
supposed to be really good.
Solaris. There's a licensing issue.
It wasn't GPL, so it can't be put into the kernel.
Yes. But what kernel people are saying, if ZFS would be GPL version 3, then it is good enough incentive for kernel to go to GPL 3. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Was it called? No, was it angry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of neat stuff we can do with it.
Yeah. Plus dealing with huge files and directories in real life.
Well, you can do Snapchats.
Well, this is going to be a fancy program for it.
Okay, let's go on the thing that NMAP recognized iPhone and visualized network. There was something in the article, whatever I put it for. I think it's a new version of NMAP, so you can actually do... Well, how I know NMAP? NMAP is a command line tool, and they are saying that you can visualize it, so it's going to be probably user interface. Java sound and music software for Linux. So I guess... because Java is not just for Linux, it's for any operating system. There was some music software stuff. Free BBC DRAC codecs version 1.0 was released. There are actually two articles about that. Somebody already have DRAC coder and decoder. I don't know if it was that, but there was that.
What's it for, MP3s or
video? DRACs. DRAX is a codec on its own.
But for
video.
Video?
Okay. I think it's probably for audio too. There might be, well, if you have video, then you have audio.
That's the container, that's not the codec.
Yeah.
They're not doing a container, they're doing the codec.
Yeah, doing the codec. Okay.
So it would be either MPEG, an AVI, or a Fiora container. They said that it works in all of those. So probably, I don't think audio is included. I think they just go with MP3 or something else.
It is relatively free. So that's
they actually released it under GPL and S11 or MIT, I don't know, one of the licenses. They released it under multiple licenses to make sure that it can be used in whatever piece of software you needed to use it with.
And it's supposed to be pretty good. But never tried it, but that's what I know. Project on Move Sweet Home 3D. That was, I think it was like a CAD.
Yeah, for room interior designers, you could use that for your new house, to bring your furniture and before you have to move it
like
physically.
Okay, I spent 3 weeks positioning it.
Right. Takes longer than actually moving it.
What program was that?
I just did that in Inkscape.
Oh, yeah.
I just drew everything out to size and went, okay, I want this to get done, okay.
Worked
pretty good, actually.
I'm so happy I know you guys and I'm friendly with you.
No, we're in an apartment, so you know, space is somewhat limited. So we can't just sprawl out like you, you know, and just be like, oh, well, we can just put a home brewing system right here, and we'll put another one over there. We don't have that extra space.
But you'll buy a house one day, so then you can sprawl.
Right, exactly. But until then, we'll have to use Inkscape to find out.
Okay.
So what was this new program, not Inkscape?
It was Sweet Home 3D.
Sweet Home 3D.
I think it's a little bit more advanced.
Yes. It even has a pleasant.
It even has a
pleasant. Pleasant.
Well, I have some kind of really big house plans, so
I think there's new release of VLC. It says VLC gets new look on Windows and Linux. And say that three times. Sinalera for a ride.
Sinalera?
Sinalera?
Sinalera? Yeah, say that.
I'm about 40% confident that it's Sinalera.
We've had this idea that, you know, Wiki or somebody, they should start a pronunciation guide for all these Linux projects.
Actually, that is good idea. But nobody was using it.
And there are so many different names.
Because they actually pronounced the name.
Everybody was just like, I don't want to pronounce it that way.
I still like calling it Linux.
Yeah, well, two people call it too.
Yeah.
How about this Linux?
Everyone looks at me weird when I say GNOME.
Virtual
GNOME. It is GNOME. Yeah. It is GNOME. If you look on their list, it actually says it's technically GNOME, it's but we don't care. Do whatever.
It's a Bigfoot.
Yeah, use it.
Who cares? There was an article about Visual Box bring improved performance for 64-bit support.
That's what it looks like in 64 bits. Is that you can see that the blues are actually bluer and the grays are grayer.
That's completely different.
Well, actually, there's a little bit of extra overhead, so you only get like a 1.8 or so increase in the blues. 1.9 in the grade, so you don't have much overhead because it's black and white.
There was a game. There was an article that in a game board now you can use your filters from Photoshop.
That's big. Yeah. That's really important.
And using Linux with photography, there was actually, it was an essay. What is it state on it? And X.org 7.4 was finally released. There was a lot of talk that X.org wasn't moving anywhere for a long time. So this was released. And we had a few how-tos. How to add metadata to digital pictures from command line so you can have your X. What is it? X. No, what is the name of the metadata? How do you call this?
Well, you guys next to
the chair.
You mean for MP3s? Or
no, for images.
Images?
EXIF data.
EXIF data.
Version
so
1.
You can write these EXIF data from a command line.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah. So you can batch it then if you want.
Yes, you can batch it. You can say, converting music files in Linux. There was something to convert. Mm-hmm. There was another one, GNAC, say that.
The what?
GNAC.
GNAC.
GNAC. GNAC. GNAC.
I don't know what like
Spray said, but they showed
GNAC. Probably that's what it is. And then there was an article about
it.
I did. It brought flashbacks when I was 10. You know.
I skipped that one. There were two articles about SSHFS, how to set it up, and something about reverse tunneling. Downloading the entire website with a vget.
How do you get?
So you can enjoy yourself.
I've used it on Windows. Cool. Oh, yeah.
I used wget to grab a page so I could parse the page and figure out how much people are bidding on items in an auction. Bid them instantly.
Before we got websites.
Before they could even refresh the page, I'd outbid them.
So that was beautiful.
Did you get it? You used to use the
vget? There was a virtual box.
Or something like it.
Wireless website. So with an image. And the last one is make your application appear in every Google tool.
That's a good way to do it. There has to be an app
installed.
You know,
That's cool.
Go, no.
Aliens of Sights. I don't know what
okay.
to do.
You can say no, that's okay. I won't hate you.
Oh, thank you very much. You are such a kind man.
I think you're humanitarian.
That's about it for what I have.
You were not a muffin at all?
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Does anyone know when I'm going to look at
open discussion?
Yeah. Anybody want to elaborate on...
No, nobody on open discussion? All right, I guess we're done.
Hey.
Martin!
Oh, look out. He's got on a Dusty Dippin shirt.
That's right. Thursdays is my Linux t-shirt day.
That's a cool shirt.
Should we start recording?
So you're good to go.
Well, so, goodbye, everyone. Thanks for everybody who was listening. And see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.